Hey, if you missed any of the show this week, you can always grab the podcast available anytime.
How do you listen to that?
Rosie,
what do you do?
This is what I've got to put up with every week because Mick doesn't know technology, podcast.
Do you boot that up?
Rosie does a podcast, so he's all across it.
What's your podcast?
Junk Time AFL podcast.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. So,
you know what?
Jay Mueller? You seen that?
Nothing to do with me, mate. You know what? I set Mickey up on Facebook once, and that was a rolled gold disaster.
Oh, you God. And I was only on it for about three months, yeah. And everyone was annoying me. And I got off it, and apparently because of that little 3 months window, they still have all my friggin' data.
Yeah, it was the hardest thing to get out of, like to say I want to get out, and we just set it up for a night.
We set it up for mucking around, and I went, I don't like it anymore. There are people contacting me who otherwise wouldn't be able to contact
me. All right, anyway, you get the podcast available wherever you get your podcast, but we also put together at the end of the week, thanks to Chris Marsh, who's an absolute genius in our production suite. We call this our Week in Review.
A week of showing off on Kennedy Malloy. Dangerous Dave was showing off his new birthday cologne.
Jimmy Choo Man was the cologne of choice.
Are you sure Jimmy Choo makes...
Man on the bottle.
Are you sure they didn't scrape out W and O?
But what fragrance is Mickey rocking?
Le Capsicum spray.
It's
I
lingering.
Put it on before I go out. Saves the cops the hassle.
Jane thought Elsa Pataky was showing off.
She's emerged taking one of the kids to getting coffee or gone to school, and sitting on her chest is a bearded dragon. Now, that's not a euphemism for something.
So you've been described on occasion at this office.
How dare you?
Mick occasionally likes to show off a particular helmet.
How much are you going to get for the shit scared helmet?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that should be in a museum.
Have you still got it?
On, oh, yeah.
You got it?
It comes out in the boudoir.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, there's one for the ladies.
Why do I ask these questions?
And speaking of shit scared, Jane's better half, Rob Sitch, wasn't showing off, but Mick was happy to pump him up.
Bit of an overachiever, I have to say. Qualified doctor, he can fly planes, he can fly helicopters. You make us all look bad.
He's not very good around the house.
Lee Sales was showing off her new Order of Australia.
Dame Lee Sales.
In recognition of our close relationship, you can call me ma'am.
You were jealous, insanely jealous, and said,
jealous.
Why not me?
Why on earth would I get one? Said, what have I done?
You said, and I quote, what's that bitch done that I haven't done in this business?
Scott Pape was showing us his knowledge of the latest finance news.
Facebook has announced it's creating its own cryptocurrency called Libra, basically a digital wallet to make sending money as easy as sending
how thoughtful
message.
Of Facebook to do that.
Can I ask you this, Scott?
Donation is what they want.
Can you put a dinger in your digital wallet?
Mick showed off his ability to work an obscure story into the show.
There was an actress, one of the worst actresses of all time.
Oh, yeah, Pia Zadora.
Pia Zadora was playing Anne Frank, and it was so bad, about 20 minutes in, someone in the crowd stood up and goes, she's in a cupboard behind you! She's in a cupboard!
And the discussion over the $70 million Oz Lotto jackpot showed what Mick and Jane really think of the team.
Will you share the love for your staff, though, if you won your $70 million, you know?
Oh.
All the hard-working people behind. Well, you got Whitney.
We'd buy you a
Kim
mud cake.
James.
Mud cake from Coles.
I would replace them immediately with hotties. Victoria's Secret models who just sit there and pretend to tap away at computers.
Mick didn't want Jane showing off to the boss at dinner last night.
Best behaviour from you tonight. A little glug glug last time.
No.
You tried to bash him.
I did.
You? That's a bit unprofessional.
I beg your pardon.
Are you taking a plus one?
No. Or you? Who are you taking?
Let's call it a Charlie Sheen plus one.
And is Keanu Reeves a bit of a show-off?
Keanu can't act.
That is rubbish.
Women like you who are, what's the word, shallow, don't just like a big hunk of concrete that they can ogle.
And this coming from Mick, who follows Instagram models from Brazil.
Brazil and parts of Germany.
But the biggest show-off this week... actually had the talent to back it up.
Michael Hutchence is one of the sexiest men I've ever seen in my life and enigmatic.
He struggled with the ladies. Is that a fair comment?
Michael would flirt with anything. He'd flirt with a rock if he could.
Been a great week on Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Here we go.
All right, we're doing our xylophone songs. Let's finish it off now with the Stones.
Play the air xylophone. If you're in your cars, you know,
hands on the
air
wheel.
Air xylophone.
This is Under My Thumb. This is Kennedy Malloy.